I'm Craig Kenneth, a relationship coach and a psychotherapist. Every relationship is different and every breakup is different. Work with me and you'll get professional help on your situation. And if you're in no contact, focused on personal growth, my workbook series, The Knowledge, will help you make changes like you've never made before. Available now at AskCraig.net. Hi there, I'm Coach Craig Kenneth.
I'm Coach Margaret.
And today we're going to be talking about My Ex and I Are Back Together.
Oh, wow.
We like to hear it.
Yes, we do.
Oftentimes we tell you guys to send us success stories. You can email them to me on the website. And you know, Margaret, I realized we hadn't got to any in a while. And so I grabbed like a bunch of success stories from my email.
Yeah, great.
I just went through and I had four or five that I grabbed. And
we hope it gives you hope.
There
can be success stories.
So I got a success story today. Because, you know, Margaret, when you're going through it, you really think, I'm never going to have another chance. I'm never going to hear from my ex again.
Right.
And a lot of times it's because your ex is telling you those things and they're acting in a way where it seems like it's going to be like that forever.
Right.
Now, not all of you will hear from your ex again. Okay, we always tell you guys that. Some of you will not hear from your ex again. Some of you will not have another chance with your ex again. But we really want you guys to stay as motivated during that time, during your breakup, during no contact, like they will. Because either way, it pays off. If you stay motivated on the personal growth, working through your own issues, looking at how to be a better partner, and doing all those things that we teach, it's going to pay off one way or another.
Yes, it is.
And that's why it's so important to stay that motivated. And what I found, Margaret, a lot of times is that when people think that their ex isn't coming back, they just give up. They give up hope and they kind of regress. Yeah. Thank you. And go back to, you know, ways that were hurting them in relationships. Okay.
So you got to hang in there. You got to stay at it, whether it's for them or for your next relationship.
You have to understand that many times you will not hear from your ex for months. That's kind of the standard. It takes them that much time to really miss you, think about things, regret things, and then have the courage to reach out again. Really, it does. And if you stay motivated during that time, it really puts you in a position to blow them away when they come back again. And they're going to really reconsider things.
Right.
Right? So here's a nice email we got that said, Hi, Coach Craig. Hope you and Coach Margaret and Coach Victoria are doing well. After a little over 6 months since the breakup, my ex and I are back together. My girlfriend and I started dating January of 2021. And everything was going really well until late June, when I made the mistake of saying something that made her question my commitment to the relationship. We don't know what he said, but
yeah,
she took all of her stuff from my house and brought me all the stuff that I had at her house. I did all the normal stuff, begging and pleading early on in the breakup.
So she must have said something pretty provocative.
Yeah, whatever he said.
Yeah.
It made her pretty upset.
Yep.
Here's your stuff,
Here's my stuff. Yeah.
After a couple of weeks, I found your channel and learned about no contact and started it. I also purchased the first set of knowledge workbooks and started learning about attachment styles and what my anxiety was. I started running during the week, partly for my own mind so that I wasn't always thinking about the breakup, but also as good training for my soccer refereeing.
Okay.
There were several times where Anna reached out to me, but it didn't go well, and I would go back into no contact. In late August, you and I had a Skype coaching session, and we discussed what I said, and we came up with a text that I sent to Anna and left it at that. In October, I received a text from Anna, just a plain, how are you?
Okay.
I waited until the next day to respond that I was fine and asked how she was doing. She asked about the two snakes that we had bought together when we were dating earlier the year. After a couple of back and forth texts, I asked her if she wanted to get together and catch up. She didn't think it was a good idea and that she didn't want to continue the relationship. Considering everything that I had learned from the workbook and from your videos, I knew that there was still something there, but she wasn't ready.
Good. Good for
you. So I went back into no contact again. In early November, I got a text from Anna, what you doing?
That's a little more informal.
Isn't it interesting how when the ex reaches out, a lot of times they're acting like nothing happened.
Yep. Oh, all the time.
You see? They kind of act like we just haven't talked in a couple of days.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they do stuff like that, which is really confusing. I waited a few hours before responding, but after sending my response, I never heard again. And this will play into getting back together in just a moment. Back into no contact.
Okay.
So he responds.
Good.
And
he
then
did it
she
all right.
disappeared again.
Yeah. But he did it all right.
He didn't panic.
Nope.
He didn't panic
That's
when
right.
she did it. January 3rd, I got an email from Anna saying that she knows it has been a while since we've talked and that things didn't end well, but that she thought about me from time to time and it might be good to get together and talk if I was up to it.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yes.
Now you see, she came back, disappeared. He didn't panic. She came back again, disappeared. He didn't panic. That's so important.
And he didn't pressure her to get together either, which mm-hmm. I think is a huge mistake people can make.
And he was doing those workbooks to get him in that emotionally centered place
yep.
so he didn't lose emotional self-control. On January 5th, I met with Anna for dinner and we had a very nice conversation about everything that has happened in our lives since we broke up. After dinner, we hugged and said goodbye, and we went our separate ways. While on the way home, I sent a text to her saying I had a wonderful time and let me know when she got home. After about an hour or so, I knew she should have been home and hadn't received a reply. So I sent another text just asking if she made it home. Again, there was no reply. Thought it was a little strange, but I left it for the night. Now, you could see he panicked
very
a little bit there.
Very clever, though, but very good. Yeah.
You panicked a little bit.
You got upset, yeah.
You should have left it at the one message and let her reply.
Mm-hmm.
You got to really stay centered in these moments. But let's see what happened. The next morning, I was at a customer site, and I got a text message from her that she had a wonderful time the previous night and glad that we got together. I replied back that I had a wonderful time too. When I didn't get a response, I sent her an email to see if she was getting my text messages. Turns out she wasn't.
And it would have been very easy to conclude she was. Yep.
She had blocked my number on her phone way back in August or September. So she was able to send me messages, but couldn't see my replies.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
And she, oops, forgot she did that.
But he didn't panic.
No, he didn't.
Interesting. No, he didn't. Yeah. Which is what happened back in November. She had forgotten that she blocked me.
I was going to say, yeah, she forgot.
And back in November, when she thought I didn't reply, she thought I had moved on and wasn't interested anymore. But that accidental ignore gave us both a little more time apart and strengthened us when we did get back together. Well, once that was figured out, we have been texting and talking ever since. We have been going out and enjoying our newfound relationship. I'm making sure I continue to be the best person for myself.
Good.
That's good.
Great.
But that I'm also the best boyfriend possible for Anna. We are back to having things at each other's places so we can spend the nights together. We're taking it day by day and enjoying being a couple.
Wonderful.
We haven't talked about the breakup specifically, and we may not, as we talked about it a lot while we did break up. But if she does bring it up, I'm prepared to talk about it. Thanks to you, Margaret and Victoria, for all your wonderful information and insight through your videos. And to you, Craig, for the wonderful time spent helping me understand what caused me to say what I said to Anna. Oh, okay.
Wonderful.
So we talked about it on the Skype.
Yep.
I don't even remember that.
He did, fortunately.
That's all that matters, right?
Right.
It was amazing how many times no contact was broken, but not by me. I always waited for Anna to contact me. It was agonizing to always be waiting and hoping, but it's what finally got us talking again and now dating again.
It worked.
For everyone going through a breakup, keep your head up, and if you work on yourself and learn, it can turn around. I didn't think it would happen for me, because the relationship was only about 6 months. But it did, and it can happen for you too.
How lovely.
It's a great story.
Oh, I give this guy A.
And you know, Margaret, he could have easily gone into panicking.
Right.
But
which many people do, you know.
Yeah, of course. But he really stayed the course during this no contact.
He stayed calm and didn't lose it emotionally, like you said.
You know, Margaret, the one thing that was a little bit confusing here is how he finally did get a message to her if she had still blocked him. The only thing I can think is that she had done it on like something different than the phone. Maybe
it was like a
WhatsApp messenger something like that, Facebook, because she forgot that she blocked him. And that's really interesting to hear, because this doesn't come up very often.
No, it doesn't. But she eventually has to talk with him about what she was so upset about.
Mm-hmm.
They both need to know.
Yeah. But you know what? Here's another example of somebody that didn't think they were going to have another chance with their ex.
Right.
Really thought it wasn't going to happen for them. They really believed it. Just like many of you watching this video right now, you absolutely don't believe it. I'm telling you, there are a lot of you that will hear from your exes again watching this video. It's just the way that it goes.
Just the way that it goes.
But it has to go through this painful period of really never thinking that it's going to happen and staying motivated during that time despite looking that way.
Right.
Because even if they never reach out to you again, think about how you will blow away the next person that you meet, that you're really excited about, that you may be finding somebody that has a lot of great qualities, you're really attracted to them, and you don't want to make mistakes with them.
No. And what mistakes are you going to avoid? You're going to show them that you're emotionally literate, that you can understand about emotions, and you'll have a different sort of control like this guy did. So there are many things worth working for.
And you'll feel better.
One of the things I hear often is that the reason people are left, because it's striking, having absolutely no hope at all and feeling that the partner will never come back, is the phenomenon that oftentimes when people are breaking up, in order to do it, they have to go ice cold.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it doesn't necessarily mean they have no feelings left for you, but people have to do it to break up, and that's what leaves people feeling so hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
But I think to break up, that's what many people have to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should do a video on that too. That would be a good one.
Yes.
But it's great to have success stories, and we hadn't done any in a while, so that's awesome. Love to share it with you guys. And a success story may be different for you. Maybe you don't get back with your ex. Maybe you change your life and you meet somebody else that's even better for you. That's a success story too.
That's a success story too.
It's just a different type. Everybody's going to have their own type. But the harder you work during this time and use this to motivate you, the more likely you're going to get a success story that you're really proud and want to share with us.
Right.
So we're here for coaching. If you ever want to get our help, you go to my website, askcraig.net. I do email coaching and I do Skype. Margaret, of course, is available for Skype coaching.
If you feel I can be helpful, please sign up.
Margaret's always helpful.
I try.
But that's it for this video. I'm Coach Craig Kenneth.
I'm Coach Margaret.
And we will talk with you soon.
To get my help personally, go to askcraig.net and click on schedule coaching and choose the option that works best for you. I do email coaching or Skype. To schedule a coaching with Margaret, click on Margaret on the top of the page and order a Skype with her. For the Knowledge Creative Healing course, click on the link at the top of the page and click Get Started Now.